The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Will Herring, who is co-owner of Crossroads Coffee and Ice Cream in Richmond, says his customers enjoy quality products like the wild coffee Arabica produced in Ethiopia. From time to time, he ventures out to learn more about similar products and their origins, and he doesn't like everything he finds.
Definitely, having visited various coffee farms in Guatemala and Costa Rica, I know the temperature variations and the change in the weather patterns with rain have been a big issue for them.
He says when those countries have lower yields, it drives up the price, which is passed on to consumers. Herring was joined by local farmers who, along with roughly 80 other small Virginia businesses, are petitioning the state to adopt cleaner, more efficient energy practices. They also want lawmakers to provide more incentives for companies which adopt policies that reduce the carbon footprint. Environment Virginia, which is floating the petition, believes that right now, lawmakers show favor to companies that contribute to global warming. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.